Taiwan special of the week, episode one. All right, now I said this week that I would explain what I thought about this kid in I mean, because being an American in Asia who's actually had run-ins with mobs and how do I sit in this chair correctly? This is no, I just I hot get in the go. Where was I? Yes, yes. The kid in no, I know what you're asking. You're asking if I'm actually going to get to it, if I'm actually going to answer the question. And yes, I will. I will get to it after I tell you what I think about Huawei. This, look, well, no, this Huawei, look, China arrested the lady or whatever. And there's, you don't want to hear about Huawei. You want to hear me get to the idea. Fine. Fine, I'll get to my idea first, if you're going to be so insistent about it. I'll get to it. Okay, all right, okay. I mean, I didn't want to. I really wanted to talk about Huawei first. I was going to get to the kid. All right, what this under pressure and protest, I'll get on topic. You know, one thing that I thought that occurred to me, watch, as I mentioned yesterday in the podcast, with English grammar and stuff. In fact, as a Native American myself, 1/16, okay, out of touch with the tribe, I really feel like it's my moral duty to go learn Cherokee and approach the tribe and at least befriend someone there and ask if there's anything they need help with that little old me could be useful for. But I think, you know, as I was listening to him talk, I'm thinking, we've really done this guy a bad service. America has done probably the greatest thing that America has done against Native Americans today. And I say Native Americans partially because of political correctness. I know, as I understood around the year 2000 in college, they wanted to be called Indians. And so I don't have preference. I'm 1/16 and out of touch with the tribe. So I can't speak to that, but, okay. Indians. But the biggest thing, but Native American, I use that to be technical. The biggest crime today, the existing, continuing, persisting crime today is that Native Americans don't have good English. I mean, this guy, he talks like a kid that dropped out of junior high. And as a veteran, my friends, that just should not be. It should not be. And I'm kind of contemplating approaching the Cherokee tribe and offering them my English curriculum royalty free and saying, here, use this. And if they want to facilitate any other tribe, I mean, I'm Cherokee, so I'm going to go to them first. I don't want to start a war, you know, between tribes. We don't want to go back to those days. I mean, one thing is we've got peace between the Indian tribes. That's nice. I don't know. Today, you know, here's the thing. Injustice always takes its new form in every generation. You know, slavery with Africans, then we had African Americans, blacks, American, you know, black American. That, every generation, the injustice takes a new form. So, you know, injustice continues between all peoples. It's just that it mutates. The injustice mutates. And that's my complaint about Jesse Jackson. Who has a great first name, by the way. Probably the best, the greatest, most excellent first name, given name. Jesse Jackson. Love him for his first name. And that is, I mean, first name. Go first name. But the problem with Jesse Jackson is that he's using a treatment for what the virus was last year. You know, we've got the vaccine for the virus. But it's like a decade old and it's not for today, and it's just going to make people sick. I mean, if you get a flu shot for the wrong strain, you can get sick. It's one of the reasons you don't do flu shots at all. You just have a healthy immune system, you know. So one of the big things today I think we can do is the English thing, and I've got an English curriculum. So I'm thinking about approaching the Cherokee tribe and being friendly and saying, hi, I'm little old me and I'm not much, but I love you. And in fact, I mean, Cherokee is the most dominant single ethnicity that I know in my heritage. All right. What do I think of this thing with the kid, though? As I see the kid on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial, and you've got this guy beating a drum. Look, my experience, I was 17 years old, Washington, D.C., 1997, I think. Yeah, 97, October. It was the Feast of Trumpets, I know, on the Jewish calendar at the time. They had 1.2 million Promise Keeper thing people. It's Stoll spoke, and I didn't know who he was yet, but 10 months later, I'd be at the Moody Bible Institute. In fact, I think I had just applied to Moody. We're there the night before, and I suggested to my pastor that associate pastor, that we sing Amazing Grace. So he you know, because Amazing Grace was Lincoln's favorite song. In fact, I think there should be a law that you can sing Amazing Grace inside the Lincoln Memorial because that was his favorite song. You're not supposed to do any demonstrations or activity or organization or shouting or demonstrating of any kind inside the Lincoln Memorial. They're trying to keep it somber. But I think singing Amazing Grace should be allowed because it was his favorite song. So I said that, and So he looked at his buddies immediately around him, at 10 guys immediately around him. He says, Amazing Grace was his favorite song. Can we sing it? And they're like, yeah. So they started singing, and soon 1,000 men inside Lincoln Memorial are singing. Well, we get all done, and the lady, the National Parks lady comes out, or whatever, the Park Service lady comes out, and she starts, holds her hand. She goes, we're not supposed to sing inside, you know, and thing. And this one guy goes up to him. We have a First Amendment right. And he starts barking at her, and I gently put my hand on his shoulder, and then he immediately calmed right down. He says, okay, but you're our authority, and I respect that, which is Bible church Sunday morning talk. All right, but he calmed down. And I walked up to her and I said, it was my idea to sing and I'm sorry for creating a disturbance. And it melted her into a little puddle and she was really kind and friendly. And that was the end of the conflict. Now, the next day, I think people were playing bagpipes in there with Amazing Grace. People kept singing more and more all the next day. And the Park Service kind of started shouting that down and tried to stop it. All right. Understandable. Anyhow, that was one person versus mob. Now, I was over here in Taiwan, and there were a whole bunch of temple. They do these temple Buddhist temple Taoist family worship parade things, and they go around. I was in a Sunday morning congregational ministry thing over here in Taiwan, and everyone was happy doing happy churchy things inside the building. And a temple parade, it's got their drums, just like the Native Americans do, the guy in the video did. And they come down with their temples and their shrines, and they were just outside. And mob dynamics, you've got a mob of people, especially mob on mob, which is what was happening with this kid in the viral video of the kid with the Making America Great Again hat and the Native Americans. There are two mobs that are converging on each other for whatever reason. Hostile, friendly, they're converging. They're one's in the other one's way. Well, this Buddhist parade, this Taoist parade had, I know there's a difference, but okay, they had stopped right outside this congregational, they call it a church, but there's only one of those. It stopped right outside the property and were actually on the lawn throwing their trash on the ground, doing all this, carrying idols. They had incense things. They had idol worshiping symbol and musical instruments things that were going on, and they were right there at this congregational thing. Well, this is drastic culture clash. Well, the problem is, I have friends that march in those parades also, but I was with the church group, and I happen to have my. They do uniforms, so everybody in the church, well, probably three quarters of the people. Had purchased a congregational fellowship had purchased these t-shirts with that say hallelujah in Hebrew and in English. And so everyone marched outside. I, you know, to tell these guys, sorry, you can't do that here. This is private property. Well, I marched right out with the pastor and right up to the lines and, you know, to this temple parade mob. And the other Christians in the congregational thing are going, Jesse, what are you doing? And I'm like, well, no one's going to get hurt. Mob dynamics, when you've got a large mob of people, not a hostile mob, just a large group of people, a mob. Mob dynamics are interesting. Let me talk about that tomorrow and where my experience came from that. See you.